Hey guys, how y'all doing today? So I just want to come in real quick and talk about being awkward or feeling awkward. You know, sometimes there's people can make us feel a certain way, or we have these feelings. You know, our family members can make us feel awkward, or just feeling awkward by being around anyone. And I was one of those girls. I was one of those girls who felt awkward growing up because, you know, at a young age, I had a, you know, I matured early. I had breasts, I had hips, I had butt, you know, and I just had a lot going on. You know, at 13, I'm looking like I'm 16. You know what I'm saying? And I could not help that. That was just how my body was built. I just couldn't help it. You know, but my mother had many talks with me. So I knew that, you know, I had a body of an older person, older girl, but my mind was still young. You get what I'm saying? You could just tell the way I talk, how I would interact with people. I was still young, but my body was a little bit older. But you know, now that I'm in my 40s, everything has caught up with me, and I'm good. But feeling awkward with that, then feeling awkward because I was just like, you know, seeing all the light-skinned girls back in the day with their little long hair, you know, they was getting all the guys, and for some reason, the chocolate brothers always go to the light-skinned girls. They didn't really want to have nothing to do with us. But now chocolate is in. And you know what? Vice versa. Some of the dark-skinned guys who I knew, they were getting light-skinned girls. You know what I'm saying? So the girls were getting the dark-skinned boys, and the dark-skinned boys were getting the light-skinned girls. So I don't know why that, but it seemed like that always happens like that. But I was like, wow. So I just felt like, hey, maybe, you know, dark-skinned guys are not where it's at, because I felt like it wasn't attracted to me. But then again, I was attracted to who was attracted to me. So when I started liking boys, I remember this dark-skinned guy. He was Dominican. He was dark-skinned, and he, you know, was attracted to me. We talked, you know, we never went any further as talking because we were teenagers. We were young. And I thought he was so cute because he had the darkest, beautiful skin, a beautiful smile, and a nice, you know, hair. It wasn't really like straight, but it was thick and it was tight curls. And we would always go to the handball court. He'll bring his boom box, and yo, we would just be put on the music, play handball for hours, and just chill and just talk. He introduced me to empanadas. He introduced me to a lot of Spanish cuisine and stuff like that. We was always chill like that. And, you know, it was good. You know, he never tried to push up on me. But when he moved away, you know, I never heard from him again. So I was just one of those people that if I found someone attractive, I never would push up on them or say anything because I don't like rejection. Okay, you're not going to reject me and think you're going to get away with it. No. So I don't like rejection. So I'll wait till somebody come to me and then I'll be like, oh, okay, well, I was feeling you too, homie. But, you know, it is what it is. So, and that's how me and my first husband met, because he told one of his friends that he liked me. And, you know, he's mixed. He's Spanish and black. Yeah, he's black, but, you know, his father's Puerto Rican, dark-skinned Puerto Rican, and his mother's black. And he was a nice, you know, he reminded me a little bit of Raekwon, the chef from Wu-Tang, because he was kind of chubby. But he carried himself nice. He would wear the nicest clothes. He was just, you know, he had mad jewelry on and stuff like that. And when we started dating, I had to match his fly. You get what I'm saying? So he started buying me them big-ass door knockers and them big-ass bamboo earrings. And let me tell you, to this day, bamboo earrings are my thing. I love them. I don't care if I can find a fake pair or a real pair. Nowadays, a real pair costs about $600, which is crazy to me, because back in the day, I was getting them for like maybe $150, no more than $200. But, you know, the gold chain. So I had to match his fly, and he was providing me the flyness. You know what I'm saying? So we had a thing going on for a while. We were young. We married, had three beautiful kids together. They grown now. But our marriage didn't last. You know, we were young. So, and then I moved on. As I became older, you know, darker guys started being attracted to me. And I was like, okay, you handsome too, let's talk. But I, you know, me, I like to thinking about myself for a minute. If I came out of one relationship, I don't want to jump into another one. And I kind of did that, and that wasn't good. But after that relationship was over with, I kind of, like, fell back off the dating scene until I met my wonderful husband. Okay, my wonderful husband that I have now. And we have, you know, we've been together for 16 years plus, and we have children together. So we have a total of 6 kids, total us. And, you know, it is what it is. But I always felt like, even with being in my family, I felt like I was awkward. Because some people in my family would act weird as fuck. And I'm like, do I even belong here? Like, I always felt like I didn't belong there. But I knew I did, because in my family, you could tell we all family. So I was like, I belong here. This is my family, but why do they act a certain way? You know, I never could get that. And at the time my mother had me, I was the only child for 9 years. That's a long time to be an only kid. And let me tell you something. Everyone hollers about, oh, being a middle child is so-and-so. Now, being a firstborn is hard, too. Because your parents, they teach you everything young. They teach you everything early. You know things quicker, right? But in my case, people thought that I was my grandmother's child and my mother was my sister, which was not the case. Because me and my uncle and my aunt, the younger of my grandmother's kids, we were close in age. So when they would always have me, when my mother had to go to work or they babysit me, people thought that I was their little sister, their little sister. And it wasn't that. I was their little niece. I was the only niece at the time. I was the only kid. And I was getting mad spoiled. So when my brother came along, I was feeling the type of way. I was like, the whole dynamic of me and my mother's relationship changed because of that. So I was like, But anyway, that's another topic for another time. But, you know, I just felt like I always had pretty thick hair. But I think my hair is pretty because it's nice and thick. But it drives me nuts sometimes because it's so hard to manage. But there's people out there that say, girl, I love your hair. It's thick. But it's just crazy. My hair gets crazy. But I have thick hair. I'm a dark-skinned girl. I don't have anything. I'm not perfect. None of us are. But I think I am an average-looking girl. I'm pretty. I have dimples. Okay? I wear glasses, which I love my glasses. I don't do them contacts. And I'm thick with it. You know, I have boobs, mad boobs, hips, thighs, you know, cute little pie and all that. I feel like I'm okay. You know, I'm okay. But even in the social media life, there's cliques everywhere. And I just don't fit in to a lot of people's stuff of what they're doing, what they got going on. Because I'm a type of woman I am. I can't stick to one thing. I do it for a little while and then I move on to something else. I bounce around. I gotta try something new all the time. You get what I'm saying? Like, I love to craft because it keeps me calm. But I also love to do cooking. I also like to talk about true crime. I like to do a lot of things. So this podcast that I got going on is not going to be just about one thing. It's going to be about a variety of different stuff. You may get some true crime in here. You may get, you know, life situations like I'm talking to you about life right now. I'm just a round-the-way girl. That's what I am. I'm a round-the-way girl. I go to different communities and I just, you know, I just see what it's like and then I bounce out. You know, but people this day and age, if you're not a certain way, they don't want to mess with you. And that's fine. And that's what makes me feel like, you know what? I'm an awkward puzzle piece. I how can I say this? I refer myself as to an awkward puzzle piece. You know, my shape don't fit in with everybody else's. My shape is hard to fit in. I can be cool with you. We could be the best of friends, but my shape don't fit. You know what I'm saying? My chair don't fit at your table. I can't have a seat at your table because I don't fit in. You know what I'm saying? I feel like people who join little cliques, they are missing something. They feel like they need to belong. I don't have that need to feel like I need to belong. I have a family that I belong to, and they belong to me. And we are, you know, we are one sick clique. You know what I'm saying? We know it's us, but that's family. But out there in the world, you know, even in high school, you got this table that got this going on. And I would go to different tables because I knew somebody at each table. I would go around, just bounce around from one table to the next talking. I was just that type of girl. So I consider myself a round the way girl because I'm cool with everybody. I don't have enemies. But if I feel like I get a negative vibe from you, I don't mess with you. If I feel like you're fake, I don't mess with you. You get what I'm saying? So that's how I live. You get what I'm saying? And I try to teach my daughters, you know, you don't have to be with a group of girls to feel like you belong somewhere. You belong, period. God put us here for a reason because we belong on this earth. You got to take that and move on. You going to have people who trying to follow you and you don't even know it. But I want all of us to stand out. I don't fit. I don't want to see at no one's table. I have my own table because I don't eat everybody's food. You feel me? Whether it's knowledge they're giving me or they're talking to me, I don't take in everyone's food. So I have my own seat at my table. I have my own food. I do what I want in my life when I want. You get what I'm saying? I run my day of life the way I want to. You know? I believe in God, but I don't have to get out here on the internet and say, oh, praise Jesus, to show you guys that I believe in him, because I don't have to do that. You know? I feel like if I have a new car, I don't have to get on social media and show you my new car. If I got a new home, I don't have to get on social media and show you my home. These are my things that are near and dear to me. This is my private life. If I show you that, I'm letting you in too much, and I can't do that. So I just feel like I've been this awkward puzzle piece. For so long, I was just so insecure about that. But now that I'm older, I look at things differently, and I'm happy with that. I'm happy with being an awkward puzzle piece because I know there's no one out there like me. It's only one. It's only one of all of us. But I am specially made, baby. I'm tailor made. Let me stop because somebody said, oh, she being arrogant. Nah, but I'm saying, I'm tailor made. There's no one like me on this earth. Even if you have a twin, you may look identical, but you're not the same really, because you're going to like different things. You're going to like a different type of spouse or relationship. You're going to like different things. You look the same, but your family, the way you teach your family, won't be the same. You know, so, and I learned that from a set of twins. So what I'm saying to anyone that's listening today, it's okay to be that awkward puzzle piece. It's okay. Embrace it. Love it. Do what you need to do with it. And those of you who's out there trying to make it into the big world, sometimes it's, you know, we can't get into the door because we got to know somebody that knows somebody. But then sometimes you don't have to know anybody, and because your aura brings attention to those that's attention to the people who's looking for something, you'll find it. So if you're working hard towards something, keep working hard towards it. It's gonna happen for you. But everything has time. Maybe right now is not your time. Maybe right now is not my time. But guess what? When your time comes, be ready for it, because it's gonna happen unexpectedly. Just like with me. I was in a Charmin commercial. It was a 2 seconds of fame, but hey, it was unexpected. I didn't know I was going to be in there until I started getting phone calls from friends and text messages. And I'm like, what happened? And I still to this day did not see that commercial yet. I've seen clips of it, the people that have sent to me, but I haven't seen it, you know, personally on my television yet. But it'll happen. And that happened, what, last year? Last year. It was unexpected, you know. It was cute. It was fun. But it was also because I was being nosy. But anyway, things happen in life. You know, sometimes we could be it doesn't matter where you at. Whatever's going to happen for you is going to happen. So just be patient. All right? And always remember, excuse me, it is good to stand out, because being with a clique doesn't always fit. Okay? So you guys have a great day, and I will talk to you later. Bye.